Truck Chat Freestyle for Tuesday, July 22nd, 2014. This is the audio diary of stuff that happens. To me. For me. Because of me. This is me. This is, I don't know what dog day it is. I'm already losing track because I'm starting ahead of everybody else, but I missed one. And, you know, I'm just going to keep going. As long as I have the date right, it's the 22nd. Yep, it's 22nd. Just sold the studio love seat from the Binary Studio, or at least my half of the Binary Studio. If you saw on Facebook, you might have seen a picture. That thing is, it's been here for 8 years. I think I bought it, I know I bought it online at work from an online auction thing when they were replacing some of the corporate furniture, which means it probably dates back to the late 80s. Holy smokes, that thing's like 25 years old. I've had it for the last eight. Originally bought it when Richard Vobes and Jimmy Hastel were coming over from the UK in 2006, and I wanted some place for them to sit, and all I had at the time were folding chairs. I didn't want them to sit there. I didn't think it felt very studio-like. So I bought this little love seat, and that's also what Julie and I used when we started podcasting on the same camera at the same time. I also used it for a number of shows for work, so it's got some history. I think I've even taken a dozen or so naps on it from time to time. It just went to a college student for $10. I think I paid a whole 11 or 12 online. Woohoo! But for 8 years worth of use, it was well worth it. And it just doesn't have a place in the new home, in the new order, in the new studio, in anything. So away it goes. It was kind of funny because the comments on Facebook, some of my former coworkers were recognizing this thing. They said, "Hey, that looks like something from work." I said, "Yeah, it was." And he even piped up and said, "Hey, if you got any takers, I got an end table that I'll throw in for free." I'm having a hard enough time getting rid of my own stuff, so I don't think I'm going to be helping anyone else out get rid of their stuff too. Speaking to that, I really want to sell the furnishings that are in the living room right now. We've got a gold couch with a chaise on the end and a gold recliner that are only about 3 years old. Not too bad a shape, but they're starting to show their wear and tear. Don't know if they're going to make it to Phoenix or not, but we've got two red recliners that likely will be going to Phoenix in the sunroom, but we also have one of those square kind of bar tables with four stools around it. And I think it makes the sunroom look kind of cluttered to have both in them, but Donna and I sort of did some arranging and rearranging, and now that the studio love seat is out of the sunroom, because remember we had David living with us, so he took over the studio. I temporarily podcasted from the sunroom. Now, I really don't know where I'm going to podcast from. I have no seat, but I still have the equipment, so technically I could, you know, easily set this up in the sunroom on that bar table thing and maybe make it work there. Sunday's coming. I'll have to figure something out. It's going to be interesting. Maybe I'll just set it up in a recliner and I'll be doing a recliner cast and look real comfortable for Technorama. But Donna selling the lamp that I use for lighting. So everything's going. Everything must go. It's an interesting time because we're still trying to live, but we're trying to move, and we're trying to clean, and we're trying to use. You know, I could probably pack up my karate uniform because I have these spare pants, but I don't generally wear the full gi top and pants at the same time. So, yeah, there's a few more things that could be packaged up. But I won't bore you anymore with the moving stuff. On with something else. Work. Well, I'll give you a quick update on work. Good news and good news today on that training project that I'm working on. I got an extra week. Woohoo! It's been pushed off from the week of August 4th to the week of August 11th. There are going to be lots and lots of people there. I thought there were going to be maybe 20. It sounds like there's going to be 40, maybe close to 50 people there from different parts of the company learning about this new acquisition we made in the product and how to use it. And I was kind of getting all panicky because I only had 2 weeks to turn around a lot of stuff, and I am barely scratching the surface with just a lab guide to walk people through the different steps. That's the first step. Got to come up with the labs, got to do the labs, got to walk them through, because that was lacking, really lacking from what we had last week in Seattle. He'd put up a slide with like seven bullet points and say, do this, do this, do this, and it just, You didn't know where to start. You didn't know what you were looking for. It was tough to follow along what he just demoed, if he demoed it at all. So this has got to be a little more clean and polished. When I get done with that, to build that, I've got to have some systems to actually work on. And I don't have those provisioned yet. I'll be finding out how to do that and if I can do that tomorrow and if there are any technical challenges. Because we need sort of this lab instance, data center, if you will, in the cloud set up so that I can start building these things step by step. Okay, install this, click that, check that. Is this running? Configure this. All those step by steps and walk through them piece by piece. And then I'll have confidence that the students can do that. When that's done, then I can turn around and start converting the slides from the old company's format to our format and hope that that's going to get done in time. Meanwhile, I'm going to talk to the training department and make sure everything, now that we are part of the training department and no longer part of the project management office, make sure that it's all consistent with what they've got. I was hoping to get some of that information today from one of the trainers. But since nobody puts objectives or agendas on their meeting invites, I blindly accepted it, thinking it was going to be about one thing, and her call for 30 minutes was about something entirely different. Not that I couldn't speak to it and answer her questions and put her in, set her in the right direction, and I actually took some action items that I'll note later. But gee whiz, people, if you're going to be sending out a meeting invite, tell the people what it's about, even if it's just a one-on-one, and I want to talk to you. You should know what I want to talk to you about. Do you need to be prepared with anything? Do I need to be prepared with anything? Well, what's this about? It doesn't have to be a big fancy agenda and say, at 3 minutes and 15 seconds, we're going to talk about this. It just drives me nuts sometimes. So I always put an objective, and if it's for more than a couple of people or more than 30 minutes or more than one topic, I'll make an agenda. We're going to spend 10 minutes talking about this. Then we're going to spend 10 minutes talking about that. And actually, it shouldn't even be 10 minutes, because then after about 2 hours, you can't do the mental math. I'm preaching what you should already know if you listen to Manager Tools, so I'm not going to stick with that very long. I went off on a way, way tangent on that. But I got an extra week, and I also got some help, which is nice. Because we're not only doing this for the professional services people, but we're doing this for our sales team, or solution consultants. They're the technical people that assist the sales team for doing demos and proof of concepts and things of that nature before the sale is closed. And they need to know how to do this as well. So same tool, same basic material. They're coming along. They're going to be about 20 or 25 of these people that are showing up in a few weeks. And one of them is a former subject matter expert that was on the team that I was on, that Craig and Dave are on. John, we'll just call him John because that's his real name. He is going to be helping, and I asked today on the phone, I said, hey, John, are you going to be in San Diego the week of August 11th? And he said, yes. I said, would you mind taking this one piece of the overall training? He goes, yeah, that'll take about 30 seconds. Ha, ha, ha. Everybody laughed because it's a three-day course. It's probably not going to take that long. I mean, it's going to take longer than 30 seconds. It'll probably be an hour, maybe two, to go through all the labs and things, but it's something that I haven't seen done yet, and now I don't need to worry about it. So I'm very happy that John is going to take that last piece. I've got an extra week to build materials. The stress level at work is a lot lower than it was, about 24 hours ago. Finally, let's get back to cosplay and Dragon Con, because this podcast has multiple topics moving at the same time. And what's the update there? Oh, I need a Klingon knife to stick on my head. I'm going as one of the two costumes. Remember, I'm going as Professor Hugo Farnsworth. Good news, everyone! And I have my Fing Longer, and I've got my thick glasses. But I'm also going as the unfortunate red shirt from Star Trek. And I have a headpiece that the skull cap came off, and you can see the brains. So I want to stick a Klingon knife in there, but the ones that are online are like $25, so I'm looking around and seeing if I can mod something from Kmart or Walmart or whatever Mart, Quickie Mart, a little plastic knife, maybe put those little side flanges on like the Klingon knife has, and stick that in the head. Now, obviously, I'd cut the knife off and hot glue it onto the head or something, or stick it through a slot and mount it with clips. something so that it's sticking out of my head and it looks like a Klingon attacked me. And then I need fake blood and whatnot to put down my face. So, unfortunate red shirt it is. Killed by a Klingon, or decapitated by a Klingon, or at least had my skull severed by a Klingon. But I need that knife. And Scott and I were throwing around some ideas, and he found something online. Probably, if I weren't selling the Love Seat tonight, I would have gone out to Walmart and looked at plastic toys or something and found something. So, I will let you know how that works out. It's going to probably be another fun adventure at a department store looking for things that I don't know what I'm looking for. But I think I'll start with a knife. And on that note, 10 minutes and 50 seconds into this, I bid you a fair 101. Till tomorrow.